Wow.
Money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This is a wreck.
Of you. Oh. You know, in a little, won't be long, and you'll see that my faith on this rainy day was not up to the task, not up to you guys, because I hadn't felt it. There are nearly this many here, but it's so great to see all of you. Wow. And let's see, have you all had an Easter celebration yet today? Have you? Or not? Or is it coming later? You know, I was thinking about when I was young, and well, that's a long time ago. When my children were young, we always had an Easter celebration early. And when we had the children run and find eggs that had been hidden all over the place. Did any of you have an Easter egg hunt yet today? Or hey, you haven't had it? Okay. You expect to have one? Yeah, okay. But there were eggs all over the place, and it was a big thing. And we enjoyed that. But it always seemed to be missing the point a little bit. You know, back when we were getting ready for Christmas, and I mentioned to you that we actually celebrate two Christmases. We celebrate the Santa Claus Christmas, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christmas. And they really are kind of connected, because the Santa Claus Christmas was started by a Christian gentleman, long time ago, that just wanted, out of the love for the children, wanted to give them gifts in his neighborhood. And it kind of grew from there to where it became something where love for all the children was expressed. So Christmas is an expression of love. Well, so was Christmas. Jesus' birth was an expression of love, God's love for us in sending his son down. And it was, we had angels there, and they spoke to the shepherds, and the shepherds came and they found the babe in a stable, in a manger. Remember that? Okay. Well, at Easter time, we've kind of got two Easters as well. We have an Easter that has to do with eggs and chocolate eggs and candy eggs and all kinds of real eggs, all kinds of eggs. And then we have the Easter that is celebrating, well, the end of Jesus' life. Well, celebrating the end of Jesus' life. Well, you know the story. Jesus died. But on Easter, he came back again and showed us that God has power over everything, including life and death. But now, what about these two Easters? Do they have any connection at all? Well, in a way, they do. Because the Easter of eggs uses, the eggs are what they call a symbol. It's something that represents something else. And what it represents is new life. Because out of an egg comes new life. And that's been a way of celebrating spring for even back before Jesus' time. But the egg represented new life. But also, Jesus coming to life again on Easter Day, that empty tomb that the women found, and the angels said, he's not here, he's alive. That empty tomb represents new life as well. And it's not just new life for Jesus, but new life for all that believe and follow Jesus, because he's expressed, told us that that's the way that God has shown his love for us, to bring us to him. Okay, so we've got two Christmases, we've got two Easters, both deal with similar things. And so I had something here I was going to give to some of you anyway. Let me see what I've got here. I have eggs, and these are the kind of eggs that you see at Easter time a lot, and they've got something in them. Okay, what these represent are, well, what are they going to represent? If it's the Easter egg, they represent new life. If it's the Jesus resurrection, it represents the tomb. But it also represents new life in another way. Because what it got inside is an Easter kit. An Easter kit, which what I want you to do is it's got a piece of clay in there that you can use to do like that. And you can take the egg and you can break it together like that. And it's got a little bunch of dirt, which you can open up and put in here. And inside that dirt are three seeds. Now, if you take that and you wet it down and you set it in a window someplace, in about a week or 10 days, those seeds will start sprouting. And if you plant those out in the yard, they will eventually become morning glory flowers, a whole sign of new life. So the empty tomb of Jesus, where he came back and showed that he has control over life and death and promises new life for all of us, and the egg Easter, which talks about new life as well. This is a time where we deal with the love of God for us.